tells them what that's like on those shows.
To be honest, the David Letterman show sure does look a lot bigger on TV. It's a little bitty place. It was always a dream of mine to be on Letterman, so I got to fulfill that dream. Man, we had a great talk with Dave in the dressing room right before we went on, and he requested that we do Keep on the Sunny Side, which, as a matter of fact, was performed at our church the other day.
Yeah. Jeff and I know each other from, we go to the same church. And it's funny, when he first walked in, I said, look at this long-haired guy. He's got to be in some kind of music business. I got to talk to him. And I was doing the soundboard, and he walks by, and we immediately start talking. He's telling me about he owns a studio, and we'll get into that. He's also telling me about he plays bluegrass in a bluegrass band. I said, well, Superman has kryptonite, I have bluegrass. But anyway, I said, well, what bluegrass band? He continues to tell me who.
Right, it was a group called Hey C. Dixie on Dual Tone Records.
Which I'm a big fan of Hey C. Dixie, because they make... Actually, to me, it sounds like they're making fun of rock music, and I really like it. But they're really just
really big fans of rock music.
And a twist, yeah.
And there's some awesome musicians. The Reno brothers, Don Wayne and Dale Reno, are dear friends of mine, and worked with them for the last 15, 16 years in the studio. And they told me that there was a need for a better guitar player in Hey C. Dixie, and I had played guitar on the session that day, and they were impressed with my so-called bluegrass abilities. Mm-hmm. I had been taught by June Carter how to do the Mother Maybelle style picking and stuff, and so I just started opening the door to country, and I'd always been in rock bands and stuff as a kid, and never really experimented with country that much because I thought it wasn't cool. But then after being in a band with Johnny Cash for a couple of years, I figured out that country was extremely cool. Mm-hmm. Johnny Cash is basically a rock star trapped in a country star's career, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, it opened my eyes to a lot more than just what rock and roll was all about. Country seemed to be a little more meaningful and a little more real. So I joined Hayseed and got a crash course in bluegrass, man. I mean, I learned from two of the best guys out there. Their daddy wrote Dueling Banjos, so they're real bluegrassers.
And yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I learned a lot of little scales and just ways of doing things that make you go faster.
Who's the banjo player?
That's Don Wayne.
Man, what a banjo player.
He is amazing.
Super fast.
You know, I would say he's got a banjo club and camp that he does, and you can find that out if you go to hayseed-dixie.com if you're interested in playing banjo. This guy can show you more things, and I think he's the best in the world because he's so versatile and he's such a great guy. Most banjo players are kind of snotty, and this guy is anything but, and he's turned out to be a rock star. So they're huge in Europe, and I enjoyed traveling with them all over the world.